It's the central sugya in Inyanei Tefillin. And I worked all night to put together Makoros, and there's still more. As you see, I've been sending them out. And I will give you full Makoros sheets at the end with everything, so, but just for your own Seder and learning, and etc. And we'll do our best to put it all together and present everything to you. Good? I apologize for the fact that there's more Makoros constantly coming. And I'm using my best organizational skills to try and put this together well. Okay. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph starts with Reb Chista Sach Bein Tfila LeTfila Chozer Mevarech. You make a bracha, another bracha, if you spoke in between. Gemara's Medayek Sach In Lo Sach Lo. If you didn't speak, you don't make another bracha. Vahashalach Reb Chia Bereder Rav Huna Mishmeder Rav Yochanan Al Tfila Shel Yad Omer Baruch Hashem Kedushan V'Tavet Yivanu Leaniach Tfilin Al Tfila Shel Rosh Omer Baruch Hashem Kedushan V'Tavet Yivanu Al Mitzvah Tfilin. Sounds like Lechatchila you make two brachas, right? Abai ve'rava, da'amit abai, u'lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. Lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. Of course, as you saw, anyone who saw any of the Makarot, the first question is, what does this mean? What does it mean? When they say, lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim, does that mean the total? Or the additional that you make now? Meaning, lo sach mevarach achas, one you made already or another one now? Sach mevarach shtayim. Together, the first one and now, or two more now? Right, that's the question, right? Which way does Rashi hold?
Total.
What?
Total.
Rashi says, generally you make one bracha on your tefillin. This is not what we do. Ashkenazim, Sephardim do this better, right? Make one bracha, finished. And there's a Tosefta in brachas that seems to say this. It mentions only one bracha. This is what the Rif paskins. I assume people saw the Rif. Let me know if you didn't, etc. And he brings there Rav Haigon and Rav Acha Mishapcha. Who is Rav Acha Mishapcha? Anyone knows? Shiltos. Sagonim, who held this way. Rashi holds this way. The Rif holds this way. The Ragonim, who held this way. And who else holds this way? Did you make only one bracha maker adin?
The Rambam.
It's important because we'll see some very interesting stuff in the Rambam. Let's take a look. Page 2, right? Rambam mentions the two brachas like the Gemara says, but then he mentions in Halacha, hey, ba'medvar ma'murim kisheniach echad mehem, aval meniach shtehem mevarach bracha achas, v'hi lehaniach tefillin, v'kosher shel yad, v'achach meniach shel rosh, shechol tchol shel rosh, achem l'ros, finished, right? Okay. Any questions about Rashi Shita? Which is also the riff in the Rambam, which explains to you why the Shulchan Aruch patterns that way, because the riff in the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam, the men. Everyone knows that the way the Shulchan Aruch did his Piskei Halacha is that he used the big three. Who were the big three?
The Rif, the Rambam,
the Rosh. You went 2 out of 3. You got 2 out of 3, right? Okay. Many of the later Rishonim disagreed with this. Let's see why. First of all, we have the Gemara in Brachos. Let's take a look at second source on page 2. The Gemara in Brachos is going through the Birchas HaShachar. When you wake up in the morning, you say, Elokai Neshama. When you hear the rooster, you say, Hashem Natan Lasech Vivina. That's where the Gemara had it. We do it all in shul, but they would do it as they experience things, right? You open your eyes, you say, Pekoy Echivrim. Right? Each one of these things. Ki Manach Tfilin Adare. And it seems like this is the morning cycle, not a person who talked, right? Ki Manach Tfilin Adare. Leimah Baruch Hashem Shem Adonai Tfilin. Arei Shei. It seems like that's what you do. This is the point that Mordechai says. Seems like that's the Yom Yom, what you do. So the Gra, who paskin like Rashi, by the way. Interesting, we'll get more Gra later. The Gra says here, this is the Gemara's Kasha. What about that Gemara in Brachos? That's the one they're referring to. And that's the answer. It's talking about Bishasach. So Tosfos in Brachos says, right? He says on the fifth line, V'dolchik lomer de lohutzchu shtei brachos de laniach v'amitzis ela kishesach v'aver avera. It's tough to say that, right? The Gemara's talking about b'aver avera. Now the truth is, Rashi may be l'shitasu here. Rashi may be l'shitasu here. A person is spoken between the tefillin. Is he over an avera? What would you guys say?
Seemingly, only if he doesn't make a second bracha.
Oh, who says that?
Rashi.
I'm saying, Pashup Shad in the Gemara doesn't sound that way, right?
Right.
Pashup Shad in the Gemara says, talking to the tefillin is a bad thing, you go back from the Milchama. But as Eric said, Rashi says, no, it's only if you didn't make the second bracha. So a person who just spoke and made two brachas isn't over Avera according to Rashi. That may be how Rashi answers to his kasha. What, the Gemara's talking about over Avera? No. The Gemara's talking about a dude. It's not an Avera if you make both brachas, right? The Madnei Yomtif, which is the comments on the Rush, he says the Rishonim who didn't have the Girsa there, this whole thing is, doesn't appear. Okay, fine. Now what's interesting is that the Rush and the Rif didn't bring that Gemara as Araya. You would have thunk you'd bring that Gemara as Araya, right? If you're not bringing that Gemara, maybe they didn't have the Girsa. Okay. There's another point in our Gemara which sounds like Rashi. And that is what word in the Gemara? Sounds like Rashi?
Chozer.
Chozer. Chozer u'mevarech makes it sound like you make the bracha again. Who makes this point? The Rush, bottom of page 2. Let's take a look. Mistavish ikut gan brachas kachay tav tchilat an chatan tikn the bracha ani chanu. The koinam yal shorosh. We'll get back to that in a little while. And he says later, v'chein mash malishna the chozer u'mevarech shechozer u'mevarech otar bracha shabirich kvar. Okay. Now the answer for Rashi seems to be very simple. It seems Rashi didn't have the gear of chozer. In fact, the Gra says that the Machlokes Rishonim depends on whether you have that one word in the Gemara. Do you have Chozer Mavarech or not? These are the reasons why many later Rishonim, despite the Rif, the Rambam, Rashi, the Gaonim, there are many Rishonim who disagreed with this. There are many Rishonim who disagreed with this. And this is brought down, the Halacha, in the Rama. Let's take a look at the Rama. Page 3. And the Shulchan Aruch first, he says, "V'chachin yesh arosh v'lo yivarech giyim bracha achas l'shteyem." Top page 3. Hagar, v'yesh omim, levarech al sharosh al mitzvah stvillin. Afilu lo hifzik main time. V'chein pashat haminik b'vnei Ashkenaz, shemivarechim shtey brachos. And then he mentions famously, v'tov v'lo mertamid acha bracha shniya b'ruch shen kvod v'chus alilom v'ad. This is really a singular situation, I don't understand. If you hold you shouldn't make the bracha, don't make the bracha. If you hold you should make the bracha, what are you saying, baruch shem? Shver ha-maitha, right? So a lot of the Echonim discuss this, but that's what he says. I'll just mention that Rabbi Akiva Eger has a very creative solution for how to take Rashi's opinion into account. The Echonim debate this widely. Rabbi Akiva Eger says like this. When you make the bracha l'haniach on the tefillin shel yad, have in mind that tonight, that if we're passing like Rashi, you're not having the shel rosh in mind. I want to discuss. It is a good tonight. It isn't a good tonight. But that's an interesting thought of Rabbi Akiva Eger. By the way, the Rush gives you a little sense of this. The Rush says that in the beginning of his life, he was noeg. That you guys must be machal. Okay. Okay. There we go, Eric. You guys know Eric?
Ask Eric about what's in the bag.
We're in the middle of shiur. Ask
him what's in the bag.
He's giving shiur. Just looks this way, you know, because he's an unav.
Okay. Guys, that's a girl's bunk.
The Rush says that at the beginning of his life, he was knowing to make only one bracha. Because he figured, Safek brachas lahakel. Because until I learned Menachas, he writes, until I learned Menachas, and I saw it, sounds like it's two brachas, and that's the way the Marami Rotenberg is knowing. This is interesting about how people make decisions, right? Okay. In any case, the question is, what's pshat? Why did they institute a second bracha on the Shel Rosh? Why have two brachas on this mitzvah? And second of all, why do we have to make Lahaniach again when Tzach? Two questions according to Rabbi Natan. These are the two key questions, and I think the answer to the second question depends on the first question. Let's begin discussing the first. What's the first question? Why are there two brachas on Tfilin? Maker Adin. Why not just have one bracha like we have on most mitzvahs? So maybe the simplest answer is to say that Rabbi Tam held that there are two mitzvahs. The Tosas read in his Sefer HaMachriya, I sent it to you on the WhatsApp, he says indeed, you make two brachas because there are two mitzvahs. And the truth is, this seems to be what the Gemara says on Daf Mem Dalet, based on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. This is what I suggested people take a look at. Let's look at the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah there says, this we know. We wear tzitzis today, even if we don't have tchelis, right? Tefillah shel yad ena me'akeves shel rosh, v'shel rosh ena me'akeves shel yad. If you only have one, shel yad or shel rosh, you put that one on. The Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet comes to explain this halacha. Why is it they're not makiv each other? The Gemara says because trei mitzvos, because there are two mitzvos, shel yad and shel rosh. You only have one. You do one of the mitzvos. Seems to be a fairish Gemara. So what do we say according to Rashi? There's two possible ways of explaining Rashi. The first is to say the Rashi disagrees about how to understand that Gemara and Daf Mem Daled. The Tefillin, Shel Yad, and the Shel Rosh are really only one mitzvah. And the truth is, we find that on Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Let's take a look back at our Gemara, Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, Tosfos. Gemara says, Sach Bein Tefillin, Letzvillin, Chozer, Mevarech. Tosfos says, Divir Maschel Sach, Mikan Medaktikin, Keshadim Shochet Ofos, or Behemos Arbe, Vesach Bein Of Lof, Shechozer, Mevarech. Tosfos said, people learn from here that if you're shechting chickens and you spoke in between, you got to make a new bracha. Just like here. That's the diuk. Now Tosa says, V'shem Hashani Tefillin Shem Mitzvah Achasim. Aval Hasam Shem Yirtza Yishchot Tim Yirtza Lo Yishchot. This is very interesting. Right? If I asked you which one is more one mitzvah, shechting two birds or putting on two tefillins, which would you say is more one? I would say shechting two birds. Why does he say shechting two birds isn't one mitzvah? Because each chiyuv, there is no chiyuv. Each time you're making a decision to shecht. So it's standalone. Yeah. The tefillin, he says, is one mitzvah. Interesting. The Ramban, in his Hasagas on the Rambam, on the Shorashim, Simon Shorash Tess, he quotes the Bahag, who says it's only one mitzvah. So maybe you could say, according to Rashi, it's really only one mitzvah. Okay, you could say that. You have to see how he understands the Gemara Daf Mem Daled, but okay, fine. But I think there's another way of explaining Rashi, and you'll see how this will add to the complexity of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and bring us to some of the basic points we want to talk about. Maybe Rashi agrees that there are two mitzvahs. But that doesn't mean you need two brachos. There's one bracha on the two mitzvahs. In fact, the Gra has an unbelievable comparison. The Gra quotes a Tosefta that appears in Meseches, I think, Rosh Hashanah Brachos. The Tosefta says, if a person is being mafresh trumos and maestros,
yeah, not so bad, right?
They make the following bracha: Bracha Tashem Hashem 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 Tzvon al hafresh trumo maestros. Trumos and maestros are definitely two mitzvahs. You should make one bracha because it's one maestro, right? It's one idea. Trumas and Maestros together. Whoa. And this is what you have to say according to the Rambam. Not only do you have to say it according to the Rambam says it. It's always good when what you have to say is what he says, right? Because the Rambam, on the one hand, says like Rashi, right? We saw this earlier. The Rambam says like Rashi, you make one bracha. On the other hand, the Rambam counts tefillin as two mitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs. Huh? What's pshat? So the Rambam definitely doesn't accept this linkage between the number of mitzvos and the number of brachos. In fact, if we go back to the Rambam we saw on page 2, his formulation is very cool. Let's take a look. Tefillah shel rosh eina me'akev shel yad, v'shel yad eina me'akev shel rosh, mipnei shehein shtei mitzvos. Zol li'atzma v'zol li'atzma. He quotes the Gemara on Daf Mem Daled, right? And then he says, v'keitzad mevorchet. Al Shavuos Mevarach Hashem Hashem Vadam Tivano. Al Tefillin Shel Yad. Al Shel Yad Mevarach Hashem Hashem Vadam Tivano. He presents the two different brachos as an outgrowth of there being two different mitzvahs. So they're two different mitzvahs, which is why they have two different brachos. You just don't always make them. Meaning, if there's a situation when you need to make a second bracha, you make a different bracha because they're two different mitzvahs. But you don't always make it. Why don't you always make it? I think what we just said, right? They're two different brachos. But you can have one brach on two mitzvahs. And the Rambam writes it in his tshuva, which I sent out to you. The Rambam writes in the tshuva, Hoil v'inyin shtei ha-mitzvos inyin echad hu. They're one inyin. He contrasts this with Shevar brachos. Each one is a different thing. They're two different mitzvahs that are one inyin. Now again, you could say this in two ways. Trumas and Maisa. I don't know if they're one inyin. It could be one Maisa. It's one continuous Maisa. Here he could be saying that inherently they're one inyan. So in other words, the question of whether you make two brachas or not could be linked to the number of mitzvahs, but it could be distinct of that. It could be about the thematic relationship. And now I want to take this back to Rabbeinu Tam. So we initially explained Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what the Rid said. Did you make two brachos? Because there's two mitzvahs. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe that's not the real reason. Especially since the Rambam is saying that even if it's two mitzvahs, you still make one bracha. Says Rabbeinu Tam disagree because he holds as soon as it's two mitzvahs, you have to make two brachos. I don't know what you'll do with that tosefta, but okay. Or maybe the Rabbeinu Tam says you make two brachos because they're two different inyanim. They're two different inyanim. And I think this depends upon the second question we asked. Why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, do you remake the bracha of Naniach? Why, going by Yisach? Yisach, you need a new bracha, I understand. You need a bracha of the Shorosh, fine. But why are you remaking the bracha of Naniach? Again, in essence, the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is not whether you make on the Shel Rosh the bracha of Al Mitzvahs. Everyone agrees to that. The question is whether you remake the bracha of Laniach. Why would you remake that bracha? So how do you guys understand that? Why do you remake the bracha of Laniach? How far do people get in the Makoros? Everyone saw Rashi? The Rif? The Rambam? Tosfos? The Rush? Should I Rush? Or Zeruah? Balamor? Did you guys see the Balamor? Okay, good, so we can keep going. Alright. How do you understand why we remake the Bracha of Laniach? Say, what?
You need the Laniach if you say.
Need the Laniach for what? On what?
For both.
You need the Bracha of Laniach on the Shel Rosh. Let's think about that for a second, right? If you're saying the Shel Rosh needs two brachos, can you explain that as because it's two mitzvahs? You understand my point? Meaning, what did we say? What's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, right? Is it that it's two mitzvahs, and that's why you need two brachos? Or something else, right? If it's two mitzvahs, two brachos, so why do you need Laniach and the Shel Rosh? That's a good question, right? Yeah, but don't you think it's a good question? So again, what Benjamin said before, right, you need to show that proof. Now, could you say it really is two mitzvahs, and that's why? So why would you need to repeat Laniach if it's two mitzvahs? So this brings us to the Balamor. The Balamor has something really interesting to say here, and it's really a machlokes v'shonim why you have to repeat Laniach. In fact, it begins, if you read Tosas carefully, you can see it in Tosas. Let's take a look together at Tosas. Lo sach mevarach achas mevarach shnayim. Pirush bekuntres. Lo sach mevarach achas, bein shel yad, bein shel rosh. Sach mevarach shnayim, me'aniach tefillin b'shel yad, v'amitz tefillin b'shel rosh. V'rabbeinu Tam pirush. Lo sach mevarach achas, al shel rosh, mevarach al mitzvah tefillin, shezohi birchaso. Sach mevarach shnayim l'shel rosh, le'aniach, the Al Mitzvahs. Okay. Sach Mevarach Achas L'Shel Rosh. Right? Mevarach Al Mitzvahs Tefillin. Shezohi Birchaso. Makes it sound like the Laniach is not the Baruch on the Shel Rosh. So why are we repeating it? Interestingly, the Nemuke Yosef says, Yosef says like Rabbeinu Tam, he says, if you put on only the Shel Rosh, let's say you only have a Shel Rosh. You put only the Shel Rosh on, what brachas do you make? Only Al. Only Al. Why? Because that's the bracha of the Shel Rosh. This makes sense in Benjamin Klein world, right? There's two mitzvahs, two brachos. So the question is, so why do we make Laniach again when you're socht? The Beis Yosef asked this question to Mukhe Yosef. Let's take a look. The Beis Yosef asked this question. Page 4. And then the second piece on page 4. Yesh l'tmol al nemuke Yosef. Shenirish Shasavik Rabbi Natan, the Sakh Mavarach Shtaim, Koya Shal Rosh, Heich Kasav Shemain Loela Tfila Shal Rosh, Enim Avarach Alea Al Mitzvah Slavad. So why do you have to make Laniach again when Sakh? It's a Bam Kasha. So I think Pshat is like the Balamor. Let's look at the beautiful words of the Balamor. Very end of Mesech Rosh Hashanah, page 4. Ulafi Dati Nirli, Ma Tam Amru Sakh Mitzvah Tfila Vera Biado, Afal Pisha Shtay Mitzvah Sain. Afal Pisha Shtay Mitzvah Sain. Af al pi shtei mitzvosein, kevan dichtivbu betfilin shel yad vishel rosh vehayu laot al yadcha ulezikaron ben enecha tzarech zechira shetehetekef tfila shel rosh letfila shel yad kedei shetehet havaya achat l'shteyen. The two mitzvos, right? But we got to connect the mitzvos. How do we know you got to connect between these two mitzvos? They're in the same pasuk with the same verb, right? That's just the same pasuk. One thing, right? You gotta link them. And he goes, when you split them, do you make the bracha again to connect them? Whoa! That's what he says later. Very interesting. This is B'yamin Klein, right? Meaning they're two mitzvahs with two brachos. Why do you have to repeat Lehaniach to link them? But really, Lehaniach is not on the Shel Rosh. The Ravid asks in the Baal HaMor, I don't understand. So it's not two on the Shel Rosh. Right? Yeah, you're right. The Aniach is on the Shal Yad, but you have to link them. That's Binyamin Klein, right? Binyamin Klein just said two words and we have a whole drush, right? Meaning they're two different mitzvahs, two different brachos. Maybe that's the easiest approach, right? But most Rishonim didn't hold this way, which is what makes it complex and what brings us to tomorrow, but I want to give the introduction. In fact, when you continue reading Tosis, it sounds differently. And I think the truth is the end of Tosis is the more correct part, because here he's just... Let's read Tosis again. Very time pirish. Lozav varach achas the shavrosh. Mivarach amitzvim shezohi birchaso. Sach mivarach shtayim lishel rosh. Laniach vial mitzvas. Makes it sound like the two brachas you're making are on the shel rosh. There are two brachas on the shel rosh. So now the obvious question, why do you need two brachas on the shel rosh? If the whole point is two mitzvas. Everyone understands my question? This obviously requires us to think a little bit more about why Rabbi Natan says there are two brachos, right? Because it's not a simple division. Because then you wouldn't be repeating Lahaniach. This seems to be the way Rov Rishonim understood Rabbi Natan. For example, let's go back to the Rush in Simin Yudalid. The Rush in Simin Yudalid. Which is on Ojazam, Which is on Ojazam,
It's on the bottom.
Wait, no, but there's a couple of pieces. Where am I looking here? Who do we name a name? Right, the Rush in the bottom of page 2. The stavish iker tikkun abrachas kachoisa betchilas anachasin tikkun lavarch lanichenu v'koy nami al shel rosh v'kshminiach shel rosh v'marach nami amitz shezoi gemara mitzvah. The brach of lanich is also on the shel rosh, which explains why you have to repeat it. And the rosh has a halachic, another halacha based on this in his tshuvas. Bottom of page 2, the rosh says v'osim bnei adam sheminichin tefillin shel zroa ve'en golol in haratzios sviv zroa ela minichin shel rosh ve'chachach golol mitzvah shel yad sviv zroa yofeim osim v'gam ani yosekein ki birchas tefillin shel yad shaycha gam al tefillin shel rosh u'krichas haratzios sviv zroa einami mitzvah nachas tefillin. Meaning, we put the shel yad on here, right? So we, me and Binyamin Klein, what do we do after the shel? We go vroom vroom vroom, we put it on here and then we do the shel rosh. The rosh says that's not the way to do it. You do the shel yad. Stop! Make the bracha of the shel rosh and then do the rest. Why? Because the bracha of the laniach has to go on the shel rosh. You don't want to have sick. Makes a lot of sense, right? In fact, you guys want to really get confused and see things simply? There's some people who went even further in this direction. There are a number of Rishonim who understood that both tefillin need both bracha. And not just the shel rosh needs both. The shel yad needs both. Everything needs both. The two brachas are both being made on both. Whoa! Who holds this way? The Rishonim brought a tshuva of the Gaonim, which also appears in the Medrash Tanchuma, which talks about needing both brachos. Now the question is, which one of the tefillin were they talking about? So the Rush brings this tshuva, Simin Tesvav, page 3. The Rush brings this tshuva of the Gaonim. You take a look here. He quotes, right? Kasav, Sach, my tvil, and tvil, Shayan, Josh, Imsak, and Kholm, and Vavav, Vim, Mikdush, and Vesh, Meirabah, and Chod, and Vavav, El Chod, and Vavav, and Vavav, Vim, they shall call tvil into Uno, Shte, Brachos, Vim, Brach, and Kachas, Ola, Zulazu, Vim, if Sikh, and Mikdush, and Betela, But la rishon v'tzarach levarach shtayim al shalrosh. Says the Rosh. Ha dekamer mepnesha kol atfilin tunis beis brachos tfilin shalrosh kamer. It's only referring to the tfilin shalrosh. That's what she does, right? Both brachos need to be on the Rosh. But the Arzaruah says it otherwise. Pashu pshat kol tfilah v'tfilah tzvich shtei brachos. Both of them, right? Both of them. In fact, he's medayiket beautifully from the Bahag. Look towards the end. V'zalosh and alachas gedolah. Sach chozer mevarach shtayim. Sach chozer mevarach shtayim. Mashma afal pisha birach al shal yad chozer mevarach shtayim. Both of them. Oh. In fact, the smag, they say if you put on either tefillin, you make both brachos. Not like the Muki Yosef said, right? You make both brachos. In fact, the tour brings something really interesting in the name of his father. Who is his father? Look what he brings. Farisi lavizal shemiyad achar shakisha shal yad al hazro hayemeniach shal rosh kodem shiyar korech haritzuv asviv zro shahaya omer kevin shebracha shniya chozeres gama shal yad mitam zein lahafzik b'nem. Is this what we saw in the Tshuva of the Rosh? Exactly the opposite, right? The Beis Yosef asks, next source, top of page 4, mikol makom eni yodea la mashina divrei harosh. It flips it over. But that's what he brings. It goes both ways. Both brachos on both. Can't say two mitzvahs, no? And this seems to be the Arzur asked the kasha from our Gemara, because our Gemara says, this one's on this one's on that one. That could be technically, right? This one is made on, this one is made on that one. So which way is it? This complexifies Rabbi Natan and forces us to think a little bit deeper. Are we ready to think a little bit deeper? And this will bring us also to the nusach of the brachos. Because ultimately, in the end, why is there a different nusach for each of the brachos? Is it connected to each of the tefillins or two different aspects of the mitzvahs as a whole? The Baal HaMor and Binyamin Klein, they protect this, right? One on this, right? The other Rishonim within Tosfos, they're saying there's two brachas on the mitzvahs as a whole. So you gotta think about this, right? Does everyone know what we're thinking about for tomorrow? Okay, good, because if we don't know what we're thinking about, we can't learn, right? There's a lot to discuss here.